Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for kind of just getting into the flow of things and dealing with how we got started. I know the Holy Spirit's with us, so we have nothing to fear. Do not be afraid. You know, usually we live our lives in day-tight compartments, you know, like a certain part of the day is for a certain thing, another part of the day is for something else. This day is different from another day. And so we live sort of in tight compartments throughout the different phases in our lives. However, I would like to consider with you the fact that when it comes to God's grace, when it comes to that, we need to broaden our horizons, to move out of the comfortable pew and some of, you know, how we can become used to living a certain way and doing things in a certain way, praying in a certain way, whatever the case may be, to be open to the movement, the fire, the power, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We want to broaden our horizons, open our mind and spirit, to open them to the immensity, to the vastness of God's grace. In doing so, then we can begin to experience and indeed to even appreciate this great and amazing flow of God's grace. There is this constant flow of God's presence and help and anointing and grace at work in our lives. Grace is God's love freely given. And it is never removed from us, and there is this constant flow of this love guiding us, protecting us, blessing us, anointing us, and showing us the way. You know, sometimes we maybe, if we're, say, at a beach or something, and we might go to the ocean with sort of like a little thimble, you know, and of this vast ocean that we have, and we take a little thimble and kind of splash a little bit of that upon us. Well, although we might, in some sense, swim in one part of the ocean, at the same time, we can see how great and how vast the ocean is as we swim in our own little part of it, and we look upon and look out and gaze upon this great vastness of this great body of water that indeed extends itself in different ways across the whole of the globe. And we are all, by God's grace and God's creation, a part of the whole of that vastness. It's not just that little compartment, that little bit of water that we are swimming in. And so we swim in this one small part of it, but in fact that ocean flows across the whole of the world. What's the point? Well, something like this. Jesus' life was not just one part, but rather a whole of his existence. It's not that just Jesus was this sometimes, and sometimes he was that, and sometimes he was this, and sometimes he was. It was everything about Jesus, the whole of his life, even before he appeared in our midst by God's grace to help us to, for God to reveal himself to us, he already existed beyond this present moment, beyond this little compartment that we might be living in at the moment. And so in John chapter 1, verse 1, we hear how in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. Was. There's action, there's movement. It's a verb there. Jesus, the Word. Jesus, the verb. Jesus, the life. Jesus, the movement, the fire, the power, the anointing. Moving beyond just this one little moment, this one little compartment, bringing us into the whole of who Jesus has meant to be for us throughout the whole of our lives. And so we begin to get a sense of this great movement, the presence, the action, the timeless connection that we have with this great flow of God's grace, this amazing grace always at work in our lives. In verse 4, we hear, whatever came to be in him found life. And so again, Jesus is life. Our life is in him, through him, with him, and in him. In verse 14, we hear, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of God's love. And in verse 25 to 26 says this, I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything. And the Holy Spirit will remind you about everything, all that I have done, all that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit is the one whom you must turn to receive and remember what I have taught you, and to live in the reality of what you learn through the movement and power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life. Now, I'm emphasizing this for a particular reason, because I'm doing this as a way, hopefully, to help us to be prepared for what is already happening, what has already happened, and what is about to happen again, and will continue to happen on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis. About to take place in a few weeks will be a connection for us once we move into the whole of the continuing flow of God's grace. Not just this one little part today, or what came before, or what comes after, but helping us to remember that we are always present in the fullness of God's amazing flow of grace. And so I do this as kind of an encouragement maybe for us to be ready and to be predisposed to renew our experience and renew our appreciation of this amazing flow of God's grace, love, and power, constantly present and constantly flowing in our lives. A part of our faith, I think, that we kind of usually miss that helps us to continue to grow in our faith and to continue to move in this flow of God's amazing grace is predisposition, to be ready before we come to Mass. For indeed, the Mass doesn't just start at the moment that we walk through the doors, or the moment that we begin the entrance hymn, or the readings, or wherever we think it may begin, but the moment that we have made the choice in our mind and heart that on Saturday or Sunday I'm going to this Mass or to that Mass has already begun. Because we are a Eucharistic people. We live from Eucharist to Eucharist to Eucharist. We live in the Eucharist, through Him, with Him, and in Him. We are always in the celebration of the Eucharist. We are always in the presence of God's amazing grace present to each and every one of us. And so I mentioned the idea of predisposition because I think I wrote the date down here somewhere. Because as we move through these next couple of weeks, on June the 9th is going to be Pentecost Sunday. And that's not something that's going to happen only just at that moment. They say, oh, I didn't realize today was Pentecost Sunday until I heard the priest say that at the beginning of the Mass. It's to live in the constant grace of God's Pentecost moment. Saint Pope John Paul II taught us, let every day be a Pentecost day, because indeed it is. It's not something that happened only thousands of years ago and has never happened again, but every day is a Pentecost day. He encouraged us to feel the wind of the Spirit on your skin, to get a sense of who we are. So to come then to work our way over the next couple of Sundays up to June the 9th so that we come predisposed, ready, open to all of what the Lord has in store for us on that particular day. Sometimes people, by way of being predisposed and preparing ourselves, like to pray a novena to the Holy Spirit. Or maybe you might want to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. If you take a look at the first reading from today, especially the last paragraph, there are some ideas in there as well that teach us how we can prepare ourselves to enter into this constant flow of this Pentecost that is always being calling us into God's presence. And so too then for life, the church, the Eucharist, it is the whole of the thing, not just one particular compartment or one particular little piece. Consider this. when we talk about, like, we are now in the liturgical year C for this year of 2019, when we consider this whole movement of this year of C, it's not just that today is only just one part of it. But when we consider the whole of it, for example, every year, the church year begins with Advent. Advent then brings us into the season of Christmas and the Christmas season. We continue moving forward from that into the ordinary time in the first 8 weeks of ordinary time. Eventually, as we continue to move upward and forward and inward with the Lord, we are brought then to Ash Wednesday, which brings us to the beginning of Lent. And we continue taking all of the grace that we've experienced already, bring it through Ash Wednesday into the season of Lent, which prepares us for the Easter season, for Holy Week, followed by the Easter season. We are still in the inter-Easter season right now. It didn't finish on Easter Sunday, but we don't really live as if it was continuing, do we? This maybe is the first time you might have thought of the fact, oh yeah, we are still in the Easter season, just as we are still in the constant ongoing flow of the season of God's amazing grace. And so after the Easter season, like for example, last week, let's see, today this is May the 26th, so this is the sixth Sunday of Easter, okay? Then eventually, after we move through the seventh Sunday, we are going to come to Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost, it's like it just continues, but it's a time to maybe stop for a moment for like a spring tune-up to remember who we are and this great gift of Pentecost that has been bestowed upon us. After we've gone through Pentecost, then we come in again to ordinary time. There are 34 ordinary weeks in the calendar. And so after Pentecost, we move into weeks 13 through to 34. That will bring us to the end, close to the end of November, where we will again celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, which concludes the whole year. Then what happens? Well, in 2020, it starts again. I would say rather it continues. And we continue to move in that flow, Advent, Christmas, all of what I've just said, up to Christ the King, and so on throughout each and every year. So there's no break. It's a continuous flow of God's presence, God's grace, and God's love and anointing being poured out upon each and every one of us. So in the Easter season, then, we normally read the farewell discourses, which is in what we heard today in John chapter 14. This is the last discourse of Jesus. Excuse me. So we read these farewell discourses with their promise of the coming of the Paraclete. That's what Jesus is reminding us about today. The Paraclete, already here, but is going to come again in a greater, more powerful way the more we are open and predisposed to move. I agree. To move on to amen. To move on to the next moment of our journey through particular. So these are discourses that are given by the Lord in preparation for the coming of the Spirit of Pentecost. That's what the Lord is speaking to us about today. He's not going to just wait and say, oh, hi, folks, today's Pentecost. He's preparing us always to be ready to move into the fullness of that grace. And so the discourses, what they do is they look through and they look beyond the death of Jesus to his glorification, which releases the gift of the Spirit. When Jesus told his disciples that he had to leave to return to the Father, they were, no, we don't go. We're just getting used to you being here again. Now you got to go? And he's like, he's saying, but you don't understand. If I do not go, the Paraclete, he's the one who's going to teach you. He's the one who's going to help you. He's the one who's going to let you know. If I don't go, he can't come. So I've got to go so that the Spirit can come to continue to anoint you and guide you and bless you through all of your days and all of your circumstances. And so this function of the Spirit is to teach you all things and to bring to your remembrance all that I have already said to you. It is the work of the Spirit to unfold in ever new understanding, new interpretation, and new application, and once and for all in the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, present in our midst. This ongoing work of the Spirit, it gives the disciples and it gives us, it is meant to give us peace, solace, comfort, encouragement, joy. Listen, folks, I know as well as any one of us here, life has a whole lot of ups and downs. That's just part of how it is. But the Spirit is constant. The Spirit is faithful. And the Spirit is always present in every circumstance, whatever it may be that we are faced with. And so the Spirit then takes away our fears, because the Spirit is always there as our help. Our help who stands by us, who stands with us, who continues always holding us and guiding us and blessing us and leading us and anointing us at all times and in every situation. It's what's called like a successive outpouring of the Spirit. It never ends. With God, there is always more. Whatever the Lord has done for us now and is doing for us now, there's more in store for us 2 minutes from now, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years from now. Who knows? We continue to move in the grace of God's presence in our midst. And so last Sunday, which was May the 19th, what we heard then were the readings from John chapter 13. John chapter 13 teaches about the washing of the feet. That also was part of what was preparing us for where we are going now, leading us to Pentecost and to beyond. So this particular Sunday, this now, is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and this is where we hear of the last discourse of Jesus in John chapter 14. And so again, there is this flow. There's continuity. It's not broken. It's not piecemeal. It is constant. It is full. It is always full. It is always the fullness of God's presence, mercy, love, grace, protection, forgiveness, whatever you want to add to that, it's always constant. So again, today is the sixth Sunday of Easter. If this is the sixth Sunday, that means there are other Sundays of Easter that have existed. And there will be other Sundays. So you know what? There is this connection. It's not stuff just scattered all over the place, like with no meaning. It all has purpose. There is constancy. There is faithfulness. There is unity in all of it. And so as we move past the sixth, that will be followed by Ascension Sunday next week, and then Pentecost Sunday on June the 9th. That's where we're going. So a little bit of preparation and being ready for that, to be predisposed for whatever the Lord has in store for us. Concluding then with what we hear in today's gospel, the end of it, from verse 27 to 29. Jesus says to them, as he is saying to us right here and right now, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say, I am coming to you. Now I have told you that I have told you this before it occurs." I'm telling you now, it's coming. And the reason why I'm telling you now is so that when it does occur, you may be present, you may be ready, and you may believe and receive the fullness of the fire, the power, the grace, the anointing, and the constant flow of God's amazing grace, amazing love, amazing presence. And so I thought, well, at some point I have to bring this to a conclusion, so how could we wrap it up? And I thought perhaps the best way would be to just say, "Peace be with you, sisters and brothers," and to invite you to stand and please exchange the peace of the Lord with one another.